I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen, and we hope you've been having a chance to try some of these things, and we'd love to hear from you.
We do, LaVon. It's great. It's very encouraging for us, whether it be a kudos or a tap, maybe a gentle tap on the hand.
Or a suggestion.
Yeah.
We'd love to have suggestions of what you'd like to hear. I did talk to somebody the other day who tries every recipe.
Wonderful. Whoa. Well, that's exciting.
Yes. So you know it's somebody kind of like Miss Nene who loves to bake and loves to make all these things. So.
She or he could probably give me some suggestions.
Maybe so.
I would look forward to that.
Yes. But today we're not doing a baking recipe, although what we're going to talk about could be used in substitute for baking. We're going to talk about cooking with your waffle iron.
Well, that is an interesting subject, LaVon, because presently I use my waffle iron for waffles, and I don't use it very often. It's something that stays hidden in my cupboard. When the girls were home, and we're as a family of four, we used the waffle iron quite a bit, and then I had a larger one that made those large, nice four squares of waffles at one time. But then when that one got so grease-laden and hard to clean, and I just thought, oh, let's get a new fun one. So
yes.
The one I have now makes four heart-shaped, smaller heart-shaped waffles, and they're fun. It's not just good to eat, but they're fun to look at.
Yes, exactly. And I have found, as I've kind of visited with people about this, that many people actually have gotten rid of their waffle irons because they didn't use them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got rid of one, I think an option for some of these recipes are those grills. And we know them by George Foreman grills.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, and they're made by a lot of different companies, they may be called a grill panini press.
Okay.
And I've found, as I was checking, that some of the waffle irons now, can you turn the plate over and
yes.
it's smooth. So
yes.
it becomes a griddle waffle iron.
Oh, that was the only way in it when I growing up that we had grilled cheese sandwiches was when it was made in the waffle iron on the flat side.
Well, see, you were using the waffle iron for things besides waffles long
Mom
ago.
Mom did.
Yes. And I'm thinking some people may already have been doing this for a long time. I've just sort of gotten into it lately because I think it's really great to use one of those pieces of equipment we have in multiple ways. And that
exactly.
can apply to some of the other kinds of equipment we have, too. And I really agree with people if they're not using it to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no use taking up space. Mm-hmm. I suppose if you don't have a waffle iron and you're going to get inspired, you might even try, I don't know, Salvation Army or something.
Sure.
If you don't want to invest a lot. But they're not terribly expensive. And I think as I've experimented a bit that it probably either the grill or the waffle iron is not something that's an advantage if you have 6 or 8 servings that you want to make.
Certainly.
It's great for 1 or 2 people for some things. It's great if you just want to make a little bit of something. I'm thinking cookies, for instance. You don't want to heat up the oven and do a whole mm-hmm. batch of cookies, but maybe you have some cookie dough you have in the refrigerator or whatever. You can just make a few.
And wouldn't they look fun coming out crinkled
yes,
with the valleys and the ridges of a waffle?
Yes.
And, oh, my, you could even use those as a base for a dessert and put ice cream, let that
Ooh,
dribble down in there.
Yeah, brownies.
Mm-hmm.
Brownies can be done.
Mm-hmm.
Any kinds of quick bread. The list goes on and on of the possibilities. I'm thinking as you start this, you probably are going to do some experimenting, and maybe not all of them will be successful. Even though you have basic information, your waffle iron, as we've mm-hmm. said earlier, may operate a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm. And are there certain recipes that you think, for instance, cookie recipes, a roll dough recipe or a drop cookie recipe, shaped cookie recipe, what do you think would work the best?
Well, I think it depends a lot on the ingredients themselves. You don't want anything too runny, but you think about waffle batter is
yes,
pretty runny.
Most
so,
certainly.
You know, you think about that.
It has plenty of oil in it, so it
right,
won't stick as
right.
well.
Uh-huh. And when you're talking about that, of course, you're always still going to do a spray yeah,
mm-hmm.
on it because you don't want this stuff stuck. But in addition to all those sweet things, baked things, I've got fascinated about vegetables.
Mm.
And starting with potatoes,
mm-hmm.
yes. Mm-hmm. Think about hash browns.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Those cute little, you can make cute little patties.
Yes. And so, again, if you're one or two, you can make just that many. If there's space there for four, depends on the size of your waffle iron, of course, how much you want to make. And experimenting, one of the things I used were sweet potatoes, not just regular white potatoes, but sweet potatoes. And a couple of things I learned, and again, there's lots of information out there, and you kind of need to try it out yourself. But mine turned out really crispy.
Mm-hmm, I can believe that.
Really crispy, but I spread it very thinly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think if you don't want it so crispy, you want more of the creamy texture, then you need to not spread it so thinly. Probably adjust the heat a bit because you don't want it very hot. It'll burn the outside where it doesn't cook the inside.
Yes.
It's like other kind of cooking. But I think most waffle irons, most grills, my grill doesn't have a heat setting on it. But my waffle iron does, you know, where it went from light to dark.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you can control that somewhat. Mm-hmm. If you have a thicker batch, I think you want to go to the lighter side so it can cook longer without getting too brown.
Now,
so that's where some of that experimenting comes in.
Okay, you shredded your sweet potatoes.
Shredded them.
And
right.
on a box shredder, there are different size grates. Was there one, a coarse grate
just
or a fine grate?
Just the kind of medium grate, yeah.
All
not
right.
the really, really fine one.
Mm-hmm.
The one kind of that I guess I use for everything that's kind of in the medium. And the nice thing about this then with the potatoes is, you know, I could do a very small batch.
Yes.
But if you had more people, you could do a bigger batch.
What appeals to me about using them in the griddle or in the waffle iron is the fact that if there's any grease or any splattering, it's all contained within that.
That's true.
And it doesn't get the stove all messy or the floor, however it may be.
And another advantage, particularly in the summertime, not so much in the wintertime, is you're not heating up as big an area.
Yes.
You're heating up this appliance. And going back to the baking things, you know, you're not having to heat up a whole oven. But even with the potatoes, for instance, you don't have a whole skillet. You don't heat up that area. You just heat your one implement.
Sure.
So you have to think about if this is going to be something that's going to really fit your lifestyle, something you're going to really like, or if it's just like, oh, this is another thing and I don't want to bother with that because I'm used to doing what I'm used to doing. And that's, you know, that's fine. A couple of other comments when I got done with my pretty crispy sweet potatoes, then there were a few little crumbs left there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a pastry brush could brush those out.
Yes.
Or how about a toothbrush?
Oh, that'd be perfect.
You know,
that'd
either
be perfect.
A new one or maybe one your family's used. You wash it out and you just keep it in the kitchen for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And man, that just, you know.
Because to me, that's always the difficult problem with using my waffle iron is how do I clean it? Because I can't put it in the dishwasher.
That's true.
Or in the sink. How do I clean it and make it so that I'm not going to capture this burnt on grease time after time or burnt on spray?
And when after brushing that off, I always store mine with a good piece of paper towel in between, and I think that helps absorb some extra oil.
Oh, good clue.
So,
yes.
Another idea, recipe I want to share with you is one that we did with the Dynamite Disciples. These were the second through fifth graders.
Mm-hmm.
And we made pizza on the waffle iron. And again, you could do that on your grill too. And I just purchased the refrigerator pizza dough, rolled it out, you know, opened it up, rolled it out, and cut it kind of into small strips. And then we put cheese and some little pepperoni on it, put another little strip on top, put it in the waffle iron for, I don't know, it wasn't even 2 minutes, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it got done, you know, the cheese is melted inside. We dipped it into the pizza sauce.
Mm-hmm.
So you still get the pizza flavor, but it was so fast. And, you know, definitely the kids could help with it. But one of the adults who was watching that said, I'm going to use that at home.
Oh, yes. What a great idea. Fast.
Yes.
Now, would you recommend that children use waffle iron by themselves or use adult help?
It kind of depends on the age of the child. I think you need your experience with what else they have done because, of course, a waffle iron is quite hot.
You bet.
But you don't have as much heat around, you know, outside of that. But, yeah, they can still get burned. So kind of think about it. what age child, but certainly with help.
And even with taking the product right out of the waffle iron, if you're talking cheese in there, it can be really hot when you take that first bite. So might be aware of that.
So we'll have pictures and recipes.
Awesome. On our website at kjan.com. Click on programs, click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVonne and Miss Nene, and you will find the podcast from not only this week, but every podcast, LaVonne, that we have recorded, along with all the recipes accompanying that and pictures as well. So remember, go to that website. If you don't have computer access, please call us at KJAN. We'd be more than happy to send the information to you that you request. Remember now, please go make some fun family memories in the kitchen.